Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, angels. Deep breaths. Today's episode is going to be just a rant. I need to talk with you guys, just externally process what's on my mind. And just a quick update, it has been a very, very tricky and emotionally taxing week for me the past couple of days. I mean, consecutively, back to back, I was just having to channel through so many devastating emotions, and it's life. And as I'm going through this, and I feel like I'm in this really transformative state right now, I mean, more than I ever have been in my entire life, I am really focused on curating healthy ways to deal with and, you know, filter through those uncomfortable moments. And I do hope that you guys forgive me if you hear any noise in the background. My house is currently being renovated in a bunch of different areas, and right now is the only time that I have to record because the guys leave around, you know, 7, and I have to be somewhere at 7, so I don't have a choice other than to record now. But I know that last week I spoke about soul care, and interestingly enough, I feel like today's episode is that for me, in the sense where I want to share some things that's going through my mind now. I know that I've mentioned to you guys in the past that I am a perfectionist, and I've realized that that's not something that I take pride in any longer. I think before, although I knew it was kind of bad, or to me it didn't seem like something that I felt was that negative. And the reason I view it now as something that's negative is because I realized for my personal life what I've attached myself to because I gave myself that label. And the thing is, I'm trying to articulate my ideas as clearly as possible, that when you are a perfectionist, you don't want to produce anything because you're so in your head about it having to look like this and this and this and this. And just to give some context, I remember when I started, you know, first coming to YouTube, like way back when I thought I wanted to do makeup, it felt like I wasn't able to make an impact enough for me. Now, that's not to say other people can't, because there are plenty of beauty creators that are able to have conversations and also do their makeup. And I think that's beautiful. But that wasn't my calling in its entirety at that time. And so fast forward, once I, you know, came to realize, okay, advice videos are my thing. I feel so great. I'm able to make an impact in people's lives. I feel like I can talk about things that matter and base things off of my experience and things like that. I know that my first ever video that I ever made on YouTube, I remember kind of being in my head at first, like, oh man, it has to be this way. I have to shoot this way. I have to say this thing, or I have to look this type of way. And I remember having those thoughts. And then I just told myself, just go and do it. Just hop on, just do it, just show up. It doesn't matter. It's going to come. And throughout my career, being a content creator, I've vacillated between that perfectionistic side of myself that feels like if it's not this exact way and executed in this exact way, or I'm not presenting myself as such, then I don't want to do it at all. And I didn't realize that in the grand scheme of things, that that just continues to hurt me, because there's always going to be, you know, things that I want to do that I think could be better. There will always be things that I feel like that could be fixed. So it really dawned on me, because as I started to really sit down and consider what is next for me, what is next for what I want to do in my career, you know, YouTube has been so amazing, and I've learned so many things on YouTube. And I mentioned to you guys in the last episode, I'm not sure where I'm going to go from here. And then I had this thought over the week, and I said, well, what if I just start out by doing lives? Because right now, this juncture in my life, I have a strong desire to connect with you guys and interact with you guys just on a human to human basis. I don't want it to be a production. I don't want to have to worry about anything other than just showing up and connecting with you guys. And just, even if that means going live and just recording on my literal computer. I do have two types of computers. I think this MacBook Pro that I have does record in HD, but I do know for a fact that my desktop computer records in HD. So I'll probably go back and forth between which one I use. But the point is that I said to myself is, why don't I just show up? What is this big lingering fear that when I come back, it has to be better than ever, bigger than ever, rebrand, all these different things. It's like this constant reinvention of myself, but I'm not sitting with the fact that I need to just do the next best thing. I don't have to have this big thing where it's like, oh, this is why she was gone, because this is all that she's been working on. And I was talking to Hale earlier, and I told her, I said, if I can pull up the text message right now, I said to her, one thing that I've learned is that true progress is measured by wisdom within, not necessarily all of the things that you've amassed externally, right? So, oh my gosh, coming back to YouTube, and let's just say I, you know, got this, you know, car, or I moved into this place, or whatever the case is. Those are all amazing and great things and great accomplishments. However, right now, what I'm focused on is just my mind, my spirit, my soul, and connecting with people from that basis of mind, body, spirit, soul, connecting with you guys in that way. And initially, it was very scary to me, because I feel and I felt both at the same time. Yes, I know that doesn't make sense, but I feel and I felt as though I couldn't do that, because I was telling myself that, well, in this space, this is how you have to show up, because this is how you have always shown up. And all that was doing was, again, I guess, making me feel like I had to attach myself to certain ideas of it having to be this way in order to connect with your audience. And so what I want to mention to you guys is, this is what's going on in my mind. I'm taking you guys on the journey as I'm going through it, literally, of being in a transformative state. I have not arrived at all where it is that I want to be. I am still in flux of finding that. And I want to extend the invitation to you guys to come along with me on the journey and figure out what that looks like. And in doing so, maybe it'll help inspire you guys to do the same for yourselves, that you don't have to arrive in order to come back and tell your story, that you can still be going through something or being in flux of arriving wherever it is that you're destined to arrive, and still speak to people and still inspire people. And I think there's something really special in that. And I'm sure I've mentioned it in the previous podcast, but there's something so special about being able, and this is not for everyone's journey, because I have experienced different times in my life where I couldn't do that. I couldn't take people along for that ride as I'm, you know, progressing and growing. And I think that there's something to be said about the fact that I feel ready to do that now. And I want to embrace that. And just whoever wants to come along with me on the journey, I'd be super grateful. The best I could do is, of course, just show up as myself. And it's so interesting. I saw this video on YouTube. I don't remember who it was from, but this girl, she was kind of talking about how we always say we need to show up as our higher selves. And it's very interesting because I, too, have always, like, preached that, essentially. And I was challenged based on my own experience and it was confirmation to me what that girl was saying in her video, that sometimes when we tell ourselves, like, okay, this is what you have to do. And again, please believe me, I've been guilty of this myself. I have definitely said this, where I say, okay, if you want to show up as, you know, the best version of yourself, like, give that person a name, show up as that character. And I realized that it's not sustainable because it's still creating the type of mindset of, if I'm like this right now, I'm going to be able to achieve X, whatever that is. And I personally haven't found that to be super sustainable long term, because inevitably it was still not allowing me to find that comfortability within myself to keep that progress going. It was still kind of feeding into that, I guess, that notion, for lack of a better word, that when I arrive at X destination, then I will be happy. When I show up exactly the way that I want to be, then, you know, everyone's going to love me. Everyone's going to see I'm worthy. Everyone's going to see I'm credible. Whatever it is as it pertains to you. But the thing is, what I've come to realize is that true, profound change is extremely granular. It almost has to be so incremental that it's barely noticeable in order for those things to be sustainable. So if you wake up and say, okay, today I'm going to be my highest self, name Courtney. Courtney does this, Courtney does that, you know, all these different things. Initially, you're working off that new exciting motivation. And then one day you wake up as, well, yourself. In this case, me, Aisha. And I'm like, well, today I don't really feel like doing that. I can't get myself to feel like doing that. And then I'm just stuck with, well, me. And then I get flooding thoughts of, darn, like, it just inevitably just makes you feel like you're still just not good enough. Like, you can't get yourself to do this. You have to become someone else in order to be okay with getting to the next level. And I'm like, ooh. And I hope you guys are following me. But it made me think, wow, I don't think that's the route that I'm going to take. I'm going to take the route of true, authentic love for myself and doing things that feel good to me. Like, literally, do things that feel good to me. And that's not to abandon all logic and say, oh, well, working out sucks, so I'm just not going to do it. No. And even as it pertains to working out, right? Do things that feel good to you, in the sense where nobody said you have to go running on the treadmill for 40 minutes straight. Nobody said you have to do that. Do things that you love. And when I look back at the times that I have been the most consistent on my journey, I have always had it in my head that I really disliked the treadmill as long as I can remember. And I was always determined to figure out what I liked and figure out my own weight loss methods without using the treadmill specifically, because I felt like everyone always says treadmill this, treadmill that. And although there is validity to that, let's not argue, but I just was so determined to find something that I loved and to stick with it. And I did. And there have been plenty of times in my life where those things have changed. As I have evolved, my exercise routine has evolved, and the things that I was once interested in have morphed into something else. And that's completely okay. But at the time, those were allowing me to really, really be super consistent, because I wasn't doing something that I hated in order to bring about a great outcome. That doesn't make any sense. So even today, when I woke up after going through, oh my gosh, extreme, like, emotional devastation, and it has been just multi-factored too. It's not just like one thing, it's just so much. And I said to myself, well, what if you do a live? What if I just do a live on YouTube, and I don't have to set up my camera and feel like everything has to be perfect, and I just talk to you guys and I share with you guys my vision at the moment and where it is that I would like to take, you know, the H. Christina channel and Quality Queen Control podcast and take you guys on the journey of what that looks like and really interact with you guys in a different way that is really, it sort of creates a community where you guys can genuinely feel like you can talk to me about anything, and it doesn't have to be specifically about how do I leave this guy and all these different things. Because honestly, angels, the place that I'm in my life right now, my life does not revolve, and neither should you guys, around just dating. And there have been times, and I vocalized that to you guys, where I feel like on YouTube, I felt like I was boxed into a space where I wasn't able to talk about all of the things that I wanted to talk about because I was so scared of, oh my gosh, I posted a video on this and how is it performing and all these different things. And once I found myself in that space, it was not as encouraging for me to want to be on the platform because I didn't want to be boxed into only talking about those things. I want to be able to talk about, well, anything, really. And to talk about things that I think are super important, which number one is your relationship with yourself. And as I am still on that journey, I'm a student of life. I want to be open and wanton about what that looks like. And everyone's journey is so unique. I mean, you cannot compare it to anyone else's. I mean, look at my journey on YouTube. I've been on YouTube for about 3 years now, and my channel has done well. And then I found myself at a crossroad where I'm just like, oh my goodness, I'm not really sure what direction to go from here, and I'm not sure where I feel happiest. And it was hard for me to admit to myself that I felt happiest here on this space, you know, or in this space of being a podcaster. And I don't know why it is particularly that I kind of felt like that. And needless to say, my perfectionism sort of boxed me in within itself where I felt like I can't do anything else. I still have to do the same thing in order to achieve success. But change is going to be uncomfortable. And growing is always going to be uncomfortable. And I have accepted, I mean, genuinely, I have accepted that uncomfortability is going to bring about change. That's the bottom line. And I'm okay with it. I'm genuinely okay with it. Doesn't mean it's easy. Yes, there are times where it's very painful. I wrote on my community board, if you guys check it out, yesterday, where I was saying that I wanted to do a live on Thursday, and which is tomorrow, and I wanted you guys' feedback. And as I was writing that, I started to type the sentences. And then I stopped and I was like, oh, just forget it. And then I thought to myself, no. Progress, not perfection. Just do it. Because that's the thing about perfectionists, right? Or perfectionism, is that it makes us procrastinate. We just don't want to do it at all. Then we start getting upset that we never started. And then it just turns into like a never-ending cycle of just going through that process, wanting to do it, creating the plan. Oh, it's not perfect enough. I can't execute it until it looks like this, sounds like this, comes across like this, and boom. And then you just never start to do it. And then you start to hoard all of these ideas and things like that that you shoulda, coulda, woulda, but you just haven't gotten yourself to do it. And I'm stepping out of that space now. I said, you know what? I'm going to do the live on Thursday. Whoever shows up, it shows up. Whoever shows up. I'm going to leave it on my channel for all to come back. I had this idea too. Oh my gosh. I was going to type this long thing. And then I thought, it's probably best if I express myself like on video than just, you know, via text in my community board. Because I'll be able to say a lot more and you guys can feel the inflection in my voice and things like that. And so initially I had this perception, even months ago, where I was like, okay, this is going to be the video that I come back with. I'm going to have all these things lined up. And I actually did. That's what's actually crazy. I actually do have those things lined up. But I still could not get myself to push myself to just go and start. And I think that stems from the fact that I did not want to just come back and talk about the same old, same old, same old. And I feel like, is anyone feeling like this right now where just spiritually we're being called into something deeper? Like, there are a lot of voids in the world, period, where it's like we're overindulging in this and we're really just allowing our limiting beliefs to take center stage in so many areas of our lives. And our limiting beliefs are just preventing us from putting in the work. And essentially, if you think about it, right, because all of us as human beings have this perception that something's going to happen and then that's going to be like the catalyst to make me motivated, make me want to change, all these different things. No, it is a daily decision every day to wake up and do the next best thing. And it's making those very granular changes in your life so that it is sustainable. That's what it's about. Because if we reserve the best version of ourselves to showing up as whoever that person is, then we're constantly going to feel like there's a separation, even though there is, but we're going to feel like there's such a separation between who we currently are and where we're supposed to be, that inevitably that type of mindset just doesn't make you want to sustainably continue on that path. And it creates this energy that our goals and our best selves are just reserved for a version of ourselves that who even knows if we will truly ever be in the exact way that you know, that we're envisioning, you know? That's not to say that your goals aren't, you know, should not be the same or whatever, but it's kind of to say we plan, God laughs, that sort of thing. And so we get so focused on showing up as that version of ourselves, it's discouraging, of course. No wonder when we turn around and we realize, wait a second, you mean to tell me that for the past week I've been showing up as my highest self and the next week I can't seem to do that anymore? Wow. And then you start to plummet and have these, you know, negative feelings towards yourself all over again, because there's still a disconnect from who you are and accepting who you are in order to get to where it is that you need to be. There is something so freeing about acceptance. Can I talk about it? Acceptance is everything. If you don't feel good about where you are now, and I remember I used to hear things like this and I was like, that does not make any sense. Like, I'm not happy. Why should I be happy where I am? And then I realized that there's always something to be grateful for, even if you are accepting and grateful for the fact that you know that you need to make some changes. That's good enough. That's good enough. But there should never be a time where, I shouldn't say there should never be a time, because I think all of us kind of come to this conclusion, but I think we have to grow out of that perception that we have to completely do everything that we need to do in order to get to where we need to be, or it's just not going to happen. Because that same mindset is no different from waiting for some big idea to jump in your lap and some big connection to jump in your lap, or a sudden shift in mindset to completely shift the way you show up for yourself and others. That day is not going to happen. And that's not a pessimistic thought or statement. What it is the reality that accept where you are right now. Okay. I love myself, which is why I'm doing what it is that I need to do. I don't hate myself, and that's why I'm in this rush to get to the best version of myself. I love myself. When you love yourself, you do things that are better for yourself, truly. And again, we will fail here and there. Why? We are human beings. The best way that I can articulate it is, if you take a step back and reflect on yourself when you were younger, and if you were to visualize yourself holding your younger self's hand, you're going to speak to that version of yourself a lot different. You're not going to say, well, pretend to be me when you're older and then things are going to get better for you. You're going to say, listen, hey, it's okay what it is you're going through. Take it easy on yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Because a lot of this self-talk, I think sometimes people feel like you have to be super negative with yourself, because essentially it's just enabling your bad behavior and you need to really just disrupt that pattern. So you have to be super hard on yourself. And that's not the case, because again, we're looking for sustainability here. as we are in that transformative state. So it's important for us to be gentle with ourselves and to take it easy. And that journey every day will look different. There will be a day where you will, a week where you will wake up, or even a month where it's like everything is on task, and then boom, sudden life, you know, disruption. And I also had this realization of what happens when you are doing amazing. Pay attention to this, actually. You're doing amazing, you're feeling great, all these great things are happening, and then boom, all of a sudden, it feels like pain is attaching itself to whatever great event has transpired, or whatever great, you know, place that you're in your life. And it just, it's so wrecking that it just becomes impossible to, it feels impossible to detach the two. I have this great, you know, promotion going on at work, but my relationship just ended. I have this great opportunity on the table for me, but I had a sudden loss in the family. I have this great idea that I've, you know, I'm pitching and people are super responsive to it, but this event just happened at the same time. And it's just, that is just the thing called life. And one thing we know about life is that you have to be super resilient in it. I really want all of you guys to understand the power in just going. The power in just doing, the power in just producing, and it'll all align itself. There is nobody, including myself, that starts out doing anything and you're just perfect and you got it together. And I think what I feel, especially spiritually, is that now there is a space where even on YouTube, where I feel like people are showing up authentically. It's like the old days on YouTube where it's like you pop open your computer and you just start talking, right? You get on a live and you just start doing what it is that you're doing, as opposed to there was a point in time specifically where if you didn't have the perfect production, the backdrop, all these different things, it's like, oh, no one takes you serious because they wanted that super professional look. And I think now there is a space, I just feel it in my heart, that there is a space where people are just going to be able to just talk and connect. And I said to myself, I mean, whether it exists yet or not, I just want to do it. I just want to do it. And that's where I feel like the direction is for my channel so far. So I'm going to start out with doing the lives and connecting with you guys and just removing that pressure off of myself so that I can just get into the habit of just showing up, to just focusing on that progress over perfection. I have to say, what I find so interesting about life is, isn't it funny how we try to have so much control over everything and we don't realize that life is not about perfection? Because without the breaks and gaps and revelations and breakthroughs and tribulations and trials, all of these different things, there would be absolutely no growth. I mean, in order to really walk in the fullness of who you are, you have to just shed yourself completely. It's a rebirth, essentially. And so having that perfectionistic attitude really just creates a space where you feel like you have to live up to an expectation that you have just mustered up in your head. And the reality of the situation is, or the reality of life, is that we don't have to do every single thing precisely right and on time. And if we were, that would completely rob us of the beauty of life, the fact that it is imperfect. Have you ever gone out and this has happened to me. I remember I went out with one of my friends, Michelle, and her and I were trying to go out, you know, every single night, getting super dressed up. There was like a point in time where I guess it was escapism at its finest. And we were just like going out. And we would, first of all, take forever to get ready. I mean, she would take way longer than I would. I mean, it was absolutely insane. And by the time we were really just headed out, it would be like 10:30, 11 p.m. And there would be like nothing. We couldn't even find anything to really eat at that point. And I remember there was a certain point in time where it's like no matter what it is that we would do, we just could not find anything to do. Like the places that we would frequent would kind of be dead. And it just felt like, okay, this is just not meant to be. I grew to get very frustrated, as she did, because it felt like we were putting in so much effort and we weren't even getting anything. And I remember one day, just spontaneously, we decided to, you know, go to this place. It was still empty. Instead of just going home and being like, forget it, night over, we just stayed in this place. And then these guys ended up walking in and we had this amazing conversation. And from there, we were able to stay in touch with them. And both of them were friends. And then my friend Michelle and I are obviously friends. So we got to go out with them a couple times. And it just felt so interesting because we both found ourselves in a place where the guys were telling us a story about how they came in to, you know, the bar just like spontaneously, just to have a little celebration amongst the two of them for some sort of promotion thing. And her and I were just like, oh, well, we just decided to stay here because usually we would always leave places if we felt like it was super dead. But we just figured, why not just get something to eat and at least just talk amongst ourselves? And I say all that to say that there will be times in life where you will have that spontaneous sort of thing that happens. And that is just a part of the beauty of life. You never know where you could end up. And that could be a connection of a lifetime or just having a certain revelation or whatever the case is. And I believe that this is all a part of true healing. Okay. And just understanding that it's so metaphoric when we think. I was combing my hair today and I just saw some strands coming out. And I just looked and observed the strands to make sure that they were coming from the root. And for some reason, I felt like there was such a deep meaning to it. Like, in order for you to grow in life and to have that progress over perfection, it's like uncomfortable, of course, with, you know, your hair is like coming out. And again, like hair naturally falls out. Strands naturally come out of your head, but it was coming from the root, which is also a good sign. There's no breakage. But the point is that just because my hair is shedding doesn't mean that I'm going to go bald. Doesn't mean that because it may be uncomfortable or annoying, like, oh man, my hair is shedding, that all that means that I should just, you know, not have my hair out. That means that, oh my gosh, my hair is going to be falling out. You understand what I'm saying? It's not that black and white. And in order for your hair to grow again, in order for there to be constant, you know, growth and evolvement in your life, things are going to have to shed. Even look at the season that we're in, which is fall. The leaves change colors. We are adapting to prepare for the next season and to walk in the fullness of it. So yes, that's going to look like the death of some things. As grave as that may sound, the death of maybe some friendships, the death of maybe some relationships, the death of your past self even, right? The thing is, because we are human beings, we want to hold on for as long as we possibly can. So we force ourselves into trying to create environments where we are bringing that familiarity back into our current state, not even realizing that we are trying to evolve here and we're trying to stay where we are. And it's uncomfortable because you don't want to let certain things go. You don't want to have to stop doing this and that or stop, you know, end this friendship or whatever it is that it pertains to your life. You don't want to have to do certain things, but we don't realize that the more we hold on to these things, the longer we're just procrastinating in, you know, heading towards our purpose, because we are trying to have it be as perfect as we like, because those circumstances will feel comfortable for us. There was a point in time where I would have felt extremely uncomfortable thinking, you're going to take 6 months off of YouTube and you're going to come back and you're going to start doing lives instead of just, you know, setting up the camera again and doing all that stuff. I would have been like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why would I do that when I could just have it look like this and have it be super perfect? And no, I'm just going to do the work, because that's going to inspire somebody to say, listen, I don't need to be perfect. It's the same thing as it pertains to Christianity. A lot of the times people have this perception, even Christians have this perception, that we have to be perfect, ready, and that's when we'll go to church, right? When we stop doing this, that's when we'll stop going to church. When we, you know what I mean? We have this perception, and that's not at all what it is about. Because if we were perfect, then we wouldn't really need Jesus, right? If we were a certain way before we stepped into it, it's like, then what's going to happen again in your life where you're going to feel like, oh, let me step away. And then when I get it together, then I'm going to come back. And that's not appropriate for in the context of that, where we are supposed to continue to strive for that. Through God's grace, through his favor. That's what it is. Inevitably, what isn't right for us will never remain in our lives. And that's why it's so disruptive to us, because we want to hold on to what was, but we cannot do that in order to achieve what is. How is that possible? So then that's when I say we get into this toxic mindset of, all right, well, let me just force my way to show up as this person. And it's kind of just a weird way to not be comfortable in what's going on right now so that you can elevate in small little steps to get to where it is that you need to be. There is nothing in our lives that we can force if it's not right for us, even if we pretend. What we want is sustainability. And perfectionism doesn't breed sustainability whatsoever, because we're always going to attach ourselves to the idea that something could be better, bigger, done differently, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, all of these things that just, you know, lead to just a perpetual state of regret, mistakes, procrastination, and staying stuck. That's inevitably what always happens, right? You just stay stuck. You ever have so much to do that you just freeze and you just can't get yourself to sit down and do one task? Or, hey, if you're like me, it's like you start one thing and then you start another thing and then you start another thing and then you turn around and you're trying to go back to that first task that you started. And I can catch myself when I'm doing things like this, because on autopilot, sometimes I still do. Today, I literally did that. Let's be honest. And I stopped myself and I said, no. All right. Clearly, you need to take a break because you're having trouble staying in flow right now. So let's just step away, go shower, go eat an apple, do your hair, whatever the case is, come back with fresh eyes. And that is precisely what I did. I came back. I said, you know what? Ooh, I'm ready to start recording my podcast, hit the ground running, answered an email in its entirety before I hopped on the podcast. And it felt good. Just acknowledging the fact that, hey, I needed a break. Even if that's every 5 minutes, acknowledge that, honor that, do it. That's the only way to, you know, be successful and realistic for yourself. Not having this mentality of, if I don't stay focused for an hour straight and I don't finish this task exactly right now, then I'm just not going to be able to finish it, or I'm not going to be able to do this or that. That's not a healthy mindset. It's giving all or nothing. And that's not reality. So I really want to encourage you guys to understand that all the things that are right for you are going to come and stay with you, okay? And when something is right for us, it's going to bring us clarity. And also, in addition to that, sometimes doing the right thing because it's so uncomfortable will feel super confusing. And for some people too, it will even feel wrong sometimes, like doing the right thing. But there will always be clarity. Whenever something is wrong for you, it will breed confusion. And this is why I believe that we get stuck when we're trying to make something that's wrong for us right. We're trying to just force ourselves to fit a puzzle piece that we just don't need anymore. We're on to the next thing. And we don't have to completely, you know, tell ourselves that we have to become someone else completely before we even give it a try. Because inevitably, it robs us from the reality that we are, in fact, doing the work regardless. But we have to tell ourselves that it is someone else doing it in order to give ourselves credit for it. That's not the case. It's still you doing the work. So why can't you be you exactly as you are today and still strive to make that progress and not seek that perfection? And here's the thing about just getting super uncomfortable, right? Is that we obviously all have the fear of the unknown, and that's why it's so much easier to do what's familiar. And that's why it's so much easier to just stay where it is that we are, because it's a form of protection. But we don't realize that in hindsight, it's 1000% ineffective and hindering in every way. And at the end of the day, we as human beings always wait until we're on our last leg or a breaking point in order to really go about change. Because at that realization, we feel like, okay, well, at least I've exhausted all my options. And now I know that I know that I know. It clearly doesn't work. Me going back to this relationship 700 times clearly doesn't work. It's just reinventing my pain and my trauma. Me, you know, staying in this friend group where I want to do other things isn't bringing about any change. It's just forcing me to split myself into two and having to be who I really want to be and who I am versus who I was. And that's okay that there's an ending to it. That's all that it really is. And so when we hit those breaking points is when we're finally like, okay, I'm going to let things go. Inevitably, in these uncomfortable moments and in these realizations and in these, you know, breaking points, all they are is just to force us to stop functioning the way that we were so that we can create our new lives, our new rhythms. Essentially, innovation is the product of frustration. When you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you will definitely find a way to create a better life for yourself. And this doesn't happen until we acknowledge what isn't working, to identify where the issue is, and then create a plan of action to prevent that frustration from occurring again. That's really all that it is. It's just really profound to me because we really do, as human beings, a lot of the times complicate things. It has hindered me from so many different things. I mean, I will be super transparent. I mean, there have been times where all year long I'll be pitched, oh, have this person as a guest, this person. And I would start to follow up and then I kind of just feel like, oh, I have no idea what this entails. What does it mean? Like, how do I go about this? Like, what is the work that comes with all of this? So it's like this weird dichotomy of wanting to do those things, wanting to make those connections, wanting to answer those things in my email, and then doing the exact opposite of that thing. And inevitably, I turn around and I'm thinking, wait a second, I still want that thing. I'm going to have to answer my email. I'm going to have to get on that Zoom call, get acquainted with that guest, and learn about them, and create my questions, and schedule this, and yada, yada, yada. You're going to have to do it. I can't just leave my YouTube channel, very near and dear to me, just there indefinitely until, well, I don't really know. You can't keep running away from it. You have to face it. And that's going to start, well, somewhere you're going to have to start. Somewhere you're going to have to begin again and remove the idea of what it needs to look like and just do. Just make the effort and build off of that effort. Make the next best decision. Show up daily. Create a plan. Do things that are small and incremental to get you to where you need to be. Like I've mentioned before, you don't have to start by working out a half an hour a day. You don't have to start by going to bed 3 hours earlier than normal. You don't have to wake up 2 hours earlier than normal. Do things in increments. Work out for 10 minutes. Work out for 5 minutes. Just do the next best thing and make it sensible for you. Because again, we are striving for the progress and not perfection. So I really hope that I see you beautiful angels tomorrow on my live on Thursday. And check my YouTube bulletin board as well as my Instagram story to keep updated on this and to see what time it is that I will be going live. I'm on the East Coast, so I will be doing this on Eastern Standard Time. However, do not worry, because if you are anywhere else in the world, the live will be saved on my YouTube channel. So you don't have to worry about missing anything. The only thing you would miss is the like real-time engagement with me and interactiveness of that. But there will be plenty more to go. And hey, I'm with you on this journey. We're taking it step by step. I'm saying this externally processing in this rant of a podcast episode to just encourage myself and you guys as well that it is just progress and not perfection, and to just do. Don't worry about anything else, and that will allow you to take those sustainable steps in order to grow and live the life of your dreams. You know, I'm here with you, going through it with you, in this transformative state with you. So make sure that you guys look out for that. And I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.